or to grow whole, and the noun is the process by which we regain health. Jesus, of course, is involved in both of these things. I believe that God heals today, that by the power of his Spirit, alive and raised from the dead, Jesus is in the business of bringing people back to wholeness and healing today. And sometimes that looks like a physical healing. A while ago, I forget when, but I preached on the topic of miracles. And a number of you got in touch with me afterwards to share your stories of miraculous interventions, times when God cut through the material by the power of the supernatural and moved in your lives. And I was so encouraged to read those stories. And I would encourage you now to share them with each other, in your small groups, in your connect groups, to raise faith and encourage each other, because the stories of God at work in our lives powers us on, helps us in our race. Our faith rises as we share these encouragements with each other. 25% of Jesus' actions in the Bible involved a healing of some sort. And this was often a laying on of hands and praying for a physical healing. In making that affirmation, it is really important to acknowledge that sometimes the prayers of deeply, deeply faithful people for physical healing appear to go completely unanswered. And that is a deep grief. That is the reality of the faith walk that we face. It is not something that we can fully understand or even pretend to. We do know that prayer is not like a cosmic slot machine. We don't put in our wish and get out the thing that we have asked for. That's not how it works. There's something so much greater than our own understanding going on here, as Job discovered in his wrestle with God. The primary message I want to communicate this morning is that healing is to know Jesus. Healing is to know the person of Jesus. I want to affirm very clearly that physical healing is a reality. Miraculous physical healing happens today, but that pales compared to the knowledge of a living relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to share a brief example that I hope illustrates that point from my own faith walk recently. I was in a group of people and we were praying, and one of the ladies in that group shared that she had a sense of discomfort in her shoulder. And she asked very tentatively, very, very new in her own faith journey, I sense that God might want to heal someone. Has anyone got a pain in their shoulder? And I very reluctantly, I'm ashamed to say, sort of put my hand up, because I had a sharp shooting pain across my neck and my right shoulder. I knew exactly what it was. It's stress related. We were planning to reopen Easter Day and trying to work out what Holy Week online looked like. And I'd had something of a sore shoulder for a few days. Well, she prayed for me. And as she prayed, the pain in my shoulder completely dissolved. And it has not returned. It didn't return through the whole of Holy Week. I went through that week without pain. And as she prayed, her own pain disappeared as well. She had been given a temporary discomfort by God to help her realize. It was kind of a word of knowledge that someone needed prayer. And in responding in faith to that discomfort, something so much greater happened. I was set free from that physical pain. But as soon as she began praying, so she felt no discomfort, and both our faith was raised. That's the bit that matters. Both our faith and our trust in Jesus was raised as she so bravely stepped out and shared that word. And that's the real healing. That's the real healing, our relationship with Jesus. The other greater thing that happened was I was reminded of God's love for me in that really busy and frantic season. I needed to hear that for myself in order to, in any way, effectively communicate it to anyone else. I needed to receive from the Spirit of God. That was a form of healing for me that day. Healing is to know Jesus, to walk your life with him. I think there's no better illustration for that than a video I want to show you now. It's of my friend Robert. I know many of you have met him already. If you haven't, when you see him, do say hi. He's normally at the 6:30 service. But Robert and I had a chat recently, and I asked his permission to record and share part of that conversation. He wanted to share with us his own story of healing that he's encountered on the last Alpha course that he's been on. So I'll hand over to Robert.
But it's not only about the physical pain, you know, the acts is more physical, but it's about your heart and your soul as well. Yeah. And the pain within myself, I've expelled so much that I've been holding in my heart for so long. And it's very hard to explain, but it's disappeared. And it's the pain from your soul and your body, as well as physical pain. And I think the thought of prayer through doing the Alpha Course and having, in a non-judgmental way with everyone, just discussing and having that power, there's definitely a power of thought. I don't know what it is, but it's certainly through the church.
So would you say you've experienced God's healing?
Yes, 100%, without any doubt in my life. And I would never thought in a million years, Jenny, that I would ever be in this position. I really didn't. My friends thought I was a fruitcake at first, and now they're starting to realize that actually there may be something more.
And so what does that healing look like for you compared to where you were, and how are you today?
I was in a state, in quite a sort of mental state of despair, I suppose. Always trying to find something to keep me going, whether it be alcohol or whether it be, you know, sort of doing something silly. But I don't have that anymore. There was a time that I was I'm not a depressed person, but I became so depressed through COVID-19 and, you know, the lockdown and losing my jobs because of it. And I've never had so little money and so little in my life, but been supported so much through the power of prayer and the church and the people around me. And you just can't ask for anything better than that.
And how are you today?
I am so happy.
Robert, thank you so much for being willing to share that. Healing is to know Jesus, to know him, to have a relationship with him. And it is so in the character of God to want us to be whole and to be well. An encounter with God leaves us more whole. Sometimes it feels like brokenness, but the thing that God is breaking down within us are the things that are not good for us. So persist with him. Nothing is wasted in the kingdom of God. When we have scars to show and we show them boldly, it encourages the people who are still bleeding that healing is possible. Wholeness is possible. Keep on keeping on. Keep on walking with Jesus. To know him is to be healed. And we all have a part to play in this brilliant journey. We are called to become people of healing. One of the things I want to pull out of that, although there are many facets, is the power of the words that we speak. The book of James talks a lot about taming the tongue. I used to use a huge amount of hyperbole. I still do sometimes, but I try really hard to use measured language because actually I find that it's an awful lot more powerful when our words are weighed and measured. Our words have the power to break people or to bring healing. Words, for all of us I know, will have either broken us or brought us healing at different times in our lives. And as our calling is our character to become more Christ-like, we have the power to speak life and healing and wholeness over other people. And as we do, we point to the kingdom of God and we speak of the character of God. Why does God want to heal? Well, Jesus was not a showboater. He wasn't interested in drawing attention to himself for that reason. He healed because he loved. Compassion and love was his motivation, because he loved us wholly and unconditionally and continues to today. Healing is to know Jesus. And the goal is our relationship with him. One more story I want to share with you. I want to show you a picture of my friend Eddie. This was Eddie when a number of people first met him. I'm sure that will come up in just a moment. Eddie left school when he was 16. He had no qualifications when he left and moved to London. He was drinking very heavily at the time and began living rough when he fell out with the person he was living with. He began injecting heroin. He injected so much heroin he had almost no injectable veins left. He developed deep vein thrombosis and cirrhosis of the liver. He had issues with his lungs after a lifetime of very heavy smoking, and he was close to death. When, out of perhaps desperation, in a move of extraordinary bravery, he walked through the doors of his local church, not knowing what kind of welcome or otherwise he would receive. An incredibly brave thing to do. Eddie met some people who were kind and invited him back, and eventually he did Alpha as well. And when he was in a time of prayer one day, he felt the Spirit of God sending him peace and wholeness. And he was set free from his alcoholism, from his addictions to nicotine and drugs. And of course, it's a long road, but this is how Eddie looks today. Eddie is a full-time volunteer for his local church, and he will frequently say to people, "I can't change my past, but I can change my future." He is making a real difference to his community now through the church that he serves in. He has received his healing. He has found a relationship with Jesus that he is walking in every day of his life, and he has now become part of the solution. He has become part of God's healing power on earth, and that's how it works. We all get to be involved. This, of course, is an ongoing process. We are justified by faith in Christ, and that happened on the cross. We are justified in that one moment, that act in history. We are justified by faith in Christ, but we are sanctified through the ongoing living of a relationship with Jesus and the power of the Spirit. And that sanctification goes on every single day of our lives. Many people view the church as a form of kind of museum for the whole and the polished and the holy, but I prefer to see it as a hospital, a place where sick people can come. Sick people like me, sinners like me and like Eddie and like Robert and all of us can come and get whole and get healed as the love of God and the love of each other, powered by the Spirit, heals us and brings us back to life. This is both a spiritual and a physical reality. Very brief history lesson, please don't zone out on me. Public hospitals didn't exist until Christians built them. That is a fact from history. In the 4th century, there was a medical revolution that was started by Christian people. The first medical hospital was built in the Byzantine Empire by Basil of Caesarea, who was the bishop at that time. He commissioned that work. That was God's love for his people on earth, a lived out relationship with Jesus. Healing is to know Jesus. So what does that mean for us right now, sitting here today? We don't just go to church. We are the church. We get to be involved. We get to be God's love on earth, as Eddie is now, showing the light and love of Jesus for everyone that we encounter through our days. Healing is to know him, and we get to become people of healing power. I want to acknowledge again that sometimes it feels as if our prayers for healing go into an empty void. And the stark reality is that the kingdom of God is not fully realized yet. It is not fully realized yet. We see glimmers of the kingdom breaking in, as we do in that beautiful video with Robert. We see glimmers of breakthrough that are real and are powerful. And we continue to wait. And we groan, as Paul says. We groan with the Spirit while we wait. And we mourn when there is occasion to mourn. But all the more reason to cling to those miraculous healings when they come, be them spiritual or physical or however they manifest. We are to celebrate those healings, to shout them from the rooftops. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom of God is here. If you are in need of healing today, or for anyone watching at home, we would love to pray for you. Of course, in these days, we're not allowed to do prayer ministry in the way that we normally would, with the laying on of hands and praying. But we know that the Spirit of God is at work regardless. That last Alpha course we did was online, and we saw God meet with people in incredible ways. So please do let us know if you would like us to pray with you in some way. Will it work? Well, we don't know. We don't know is the honest answer. But as John Wimber said, when we pray for no one, no one gets healed. When we pray for everyone, some people get healed. So we persist in prayer, remembering always that it is Jesus that does the healing. Healing is to know Jesus. I want to close with a couple of top tips for praying for healing. When restrictions permit, whenever that may be, if ever it may be, lay a hand on someone's shoulder with their permission when you pray for them. We don't know why this makes a difference, but it's what Jesus did. And my own experience is that I have really met powerfully with God when someone has prayed for me in that way. So that seems to be a wise thing to do. Ask for words of knowledge. Don't be put off by the terminology. It's just a gentle whisper from God, as that lady in our prayer group did. If she hadn't asked and listened to him, I may not have received that healing that I so needed on that day. And I'm so grateful that she stepped out in faith. Persist in prayer. Even Jesus' prayers for healing were not answered instantaneously. When he prayed with a blind man to receive his sight, he didn't receive it straight away. Initially, the blind man said, "I see something that looks like trees walking." And Jesus continued in prayer. Don't be perturbed. Persist in prayer. And when you pray, pray in the name of Jesus. He is the one who brings the healing. It is in his powerful name that healing is given and we are restored. We are just the vessels for the Holy Spirit at work. Lastly, and perhaps above all, be a person who is involved in bringing God's healing to this world. Bring healing to relationships, to the planet as we're in a climate crisis, to the brokenness of the world we see around us. Because healing is to know Jesus, and we know him, so we have this extraordinary gift to give. And as we walk on in faith, we find our healing and our wholeness. So we are called to be healing and wholeness to a broken world in desperate need of him. Amen.